Today's Amud is Yevamah Sadichasam Abeis. We're holding on Sadichasam and Aleph, three lines in the bottom, by the words Tashema. So the Gemara is still trying to bring a raya to the machlokes between Rav Acha bar Yaakov and Rav Sheshes with regards to whether there's an Isser of Eishas Ach by Geirim, which means if you have brothers that share the same mother, they're Goyim, and they convert together, and now they're both Jewish. But Gershon is Gayer Kekatan Shenayla Adami. As a result, everybody agrees that if one of the Geirim would get married and then divorce his wife, the brother could then marry this woman, and there's no Isser of Eishas Ach because Gershon is Gayer Kekatan Shenayla Adami. However, there's a machlaikas between Rav Acha bar Yaakov and Rav Sheshes about whether the Rabbanan imposed an Isser the Rabbanan to marry an Eishas Ach by a Ger, because it might get confused with a real Eishas Ach, with a real of a real brother. So that's the Shaila. Did the Rabbanan impose an Issa the Rabbanan of Eishas Ach by Geirim? Now we had in the Gemara on Sadichasam and Aleph, it was clear from the Gemara that if one of the brothers was married to a woman while they were Goyim, and then they converted, so then there would be no Isser for the brother to marry this woman that his brother was married to when he was a Goy. Assuming that she converts as well, there would be no Isser of Eishas Ach. The only time even Rav Sheshes holds that there's an Isser, the Rabbanan of Eishas Ach, is if one of the brothers is married to a woman after he converts. That's the Shaila, that the Rabbanan impose an Isser, the Rabbanan of Eishas Ach. So says the Gemara Tashma, I'll bring a raya. The Braisa says, Ger Shahayo Leidase Bigdusha, Vahirasa Ishalei Bigdusha. If you have a Ger who's born after his mother already converted, but his conception happened while his mother was non-Jewish. So you have a Gayish couple, and the woman becomes pregnant, and then the woman at some point during the pregnancy converts, and the child is born after the mother had already converted. So now he's Jewish, but his conception was as a guy, so his father was a guy. So therefore, yesh loy she'er ha'em, ve'ein loy she'er ha'af. He has all the iser kreivim when it comes to his mother's side, because his mother is his real mother. However, his father, who conceived him while he was a guy, so his father is not going to be considered his father, and as a result, he won't have Isuri Arayas from his father's side. Says the Gemara, technically not from his mother's side either, because Gershon is Gayer's Kekatan Shenayla Dami, so even the mother's not related to any of her siblings or family members, but at least Midrabanan will have She'er Ha'im, but She'er Ha'av he doesn't have at all, not even Midrabanan. Ketzad, so how would this play out? Nasa Achaisai Mina'im, let's say he marries this Jew, that the child who's born, let's say he marries his sister from his mother, meaning the mother had already had a baby girl before she converted. So this was a girl, this was a sister that was born, Shaloi Bikdusha, before the mother had converted, Rashi explains, and this boy, this newborn baby now, they get older, and he marries his sister Min Ha'im. So the halacha is Yaitzi, they're not allowed to stay together. They have to get divorced, even though Midah Raisa, they're not related. Because even if their sister converts, she's a Gershon is Gayer's Kekatan Shenayla Dami. So, and she was born Shalei Bigdusha. So technically, this boy and his sister are not related to each other. However, Midah Rabbanan, so that it shouldn't get mixed up with the sister that his mother gives birth to after her conversion, just like he was born after the conversion, maybe she'll give birth to a sister, to a girl after the conversion, and that would be an Issa D'Oraisa. So they were Geizer on a Chayse Mina'im, even though it's technically not related to him. Mina'av Yekayim, but if he marries his sister that he only shares a father with, so then he could even stay married to her because that's not considered his father. A Goy doesn't have a father like we had on the top of Tzadi Chasam and Aleph, and therefore it's totally mutter. Achais ha'av mina'im, what about if he marries his father's sister But the way this woman is his father's sister is because they share the same mother. So since there's a tzad ha'aim, there is a mother involved in this relationship, that the way they were related involves specifically a mother, so therefore the halacha is yaitzi, so then there's a gzeira midrabanan that they have to get divorced, they're not allowed to stay married, because we don't want people to think that there's no she'er mina'im. So to strengthen the fact that there is she'er mina'im, so therefore they say in this case that yaitzi, that they're not allowed to stay married. Mina'av, however, if the way this woman is his father's sister is only because they share the same father, but they do not share the same mother, so there's no tzad aim, so then Yekayim, he's allowed to stay married to this aunt, to his father's sister. Again, obviously, if she converts, if she's not Jewish, then of course he can't marry her. Achais ha'aim mina'aim, his mother's sister, that they share the same mother, so yaitzi, that for sure he cannot stay married to. Mina'av, however, if it's achais ha'aim mina'av, it's his mother's sister, but it's only her sister because they share the same father, so then that's a shaila. Is that called tzad aim? Remeir aimer yaitzi. Remeir says yes, that's tzad aim. V'chachamim aimer mikayim. The chachamim hold that it won't get mixed up with any of the arayas min aim, and therefore they say yikayim. But Remeir says no, it's aser. Shai remeir aimer kol erva shi misham she'er ha'aim yaitzi misham ha'av yikayim. Anytime there's any sort of tzad aim, so then the halach is yaitzi, only if there is specifically and only and exclusively share av, that's when we say that they are allowed to stay married. Now says the Braisa Vayter that umutter be'ishas achiv me'imai, that this ger is allowed to marry his brother's ex-wife, even though it's his brother from his mother, so they're mamish brothers. His brother's ex-wife who converted, a brother who converted, obviously we're not talking about a brother who's also born bikdusha, because then they're full brothers mina'im. We're talking about a brother that his mother had shaloi bikdusha and he converted, so such a brother is not really his brother and he's allowed to marry his ex-wife. Even if he converts and now he has an ex-wife, so he's allowed to marry. This is a raya against Rav Sheshesh, who says that there's an isser to marry Eishes Achiv Me'imai. The Gemara will get back to that. We'll just first finish the Braisa. Ube'eishes Achi Aviv, he's also allowed to marry his a brother from a father, his ex-wife, that's more pasha because a guy doesn't have a father. V'shar kol arayis mutaris lai. And also all other arayis are mutar to this Jew, to this person. And la'asuye eishas ha'av, which is coming to include eishas ha'av, his father's ex-wife. His father's ex-wife, obviously I'm not talking about in the case where it's his mother, but his father's ex-wife will be mutar to him. There's no isra of eishas ha'av because it's not his father. Nasa isha ubi. Let's say you have a regular case of a ger, not this case where this person was born Bikdusha, he was born a Jew. Let's say you have a regular case, Rashi says, a regular case of a ger. Now, before this ger converted, while he was still a guy, he was married to an Isha Ubita. He was married, strangely enough, to a woman and her daughter. I wouldn't recommend it, even for a guy, but that's what he did. He married a mother and a daughter, and then the whole Mishpacha converted together. The whole Gansa Mishpacha, the mother, the daughter, the man. They all converted. Now, as Jews, they cannot stay married. A man cannot marry Isha Ubita. He can't be married to a mother-in-law or his wife's daughter. So what's going to be now? Says the Braisa, Kaines Achas Umaitzi Achas. He can pick and choose which one he wants to actually marry, and then the other one will have to kick out of the house. But he cannot stay married. He cannot marry both of them. And says the Braisa, L'chadchilo L'yichnais, L'chadchilo, he shouldn't marry them. Which is very strange. We just said that he has to divorce one of them, or he has to at least kick one of them out of the house. So what does it mean? L'chadchila, you shouldn't marry them. He's not allowed to. It's not just l'chadchila, even b'di'evet. He has to be maitzi achas. The Gemara will explain what it means, l'chadchila lo yichnais. Says the Braisa Vayter, that meisa ishtai mutter b'chamaisai. If let's say a person marries a giyores, so if his wife dies and let's say the giyores, she and her mother converted together. So if a person marries the daughter and then the daughter dies, so the person's allowed to marry the mother-in-law, even though normally the isra of chamaisa does not go away la'achar misa. In this case of a giyores, so it's going to be mutter. V'kedetani asr b'chamaisa. Some say that no, just like by regular yidden, there's an isra of chamaisa even la'achar misa. chamisas ishtai, so too over here, by a ger, by a gyoires, there's also an iser chamaisai. Now, that's the end of the braisa. Ketani mias mutter be'ishas achiv. Lamaisa, one of the cases that the braisa taught is that a ger is allowed to marry, a person's allowed to marry eishas achiv me'imai when it's just a ger, because he's not really related to him, because ger shen eskai kuzad and shenay ledami. Evidently, there's no iser the rabban and the eishas achiv me'imai. So my lav the nasva achiv kishuhu ger. The Bryce is even talking about a case where this brother who converted, this brother married a woman after he converted, and afal pikein, if he divorces her, so then the brother is allowed to marry her. There's no iser veishas achim imai. It's a kasha on Rav Sheshes, a raya to Rav Yaakov. To which the Gemara says, loy dinasva kishu ayve kechavim. The Bryce could be discussing a case where the ger married this woman while he was a guy. He was never married to her as a Jew, and that's why even Rav Sheshes would agree that there's no Isra of Eishes Achiv Me'imai. Well, says the Gemara Maila Meimra, what would be the Chiddush in such a thing? Obviously, that would not be considered Eishes Achiv Me'imai. Says the Gemara, the Chiddush is that Ma'udetema Ligzer Kishuavi Kachavim Atu Kishu Ger. You might have thought that since, as a Ger, there is an Isra of Eishes Achiv Me'imai, Lashita Sayyav Rav Sheshes, so I would have thought that maybe we should make a Gzeira even by Eishes Achiv Me'imai when he was only married her as a guy. Kamash Malan, that we don't make such a gzeira, but that's the chiddush. Now says the Gemara, Amar Mari mentioned in the Braisa that Nasa Ishu Bita Koinis Achas Umaitzi Achas. And if a person, as a guy, was married to a mother and a daughter, and then they go, oh, Mishpacha converted together, so he chooses which one he wants to marry, and he chooses which one he wants to kick out of the house, and the Chadchilu Lo Yichnoi, so Chadchilu shouldn't marry them. So says the Gemara, that doesn't make any sense. Hashta Afuke Mafik, you just told me that he has to kick one out. That's a halacha, he's Mechayiv to. So lechatchila mi bai. Could you then say that lechatchila he shouldn't marry her? He has to kick her out. Of course he can't marry her. Says the Gemara that hasam kai. This that the Braisa says lechatchila leichnois is not discussing this case. It's going over there. It's going on the reisha. It's going on what we had on the bottom of Amud Aleph. V'hachi kamar. This is what the Braisa is saying. That hach to amar rabbanin yikayim. Those cases that the Braisa said yikayim. Rashi brings the example from Amud Aleph of achoisei minaav, his sister, but it's only a sister from his father. The Braisa says if he marries her, you're kayim, because a lot of stay married to her. L'chadchila lo yichnais. On that, the Braisa is saying, it's only yikayim. It's only if he marries her, so he could stay together with her. But l'chadchila, a person should not marry his sister, even if it's just mina'av, and there's no she'er mina'av, l'maisa, it seems like it's a davar meguna, and therefore a person should not marry his sister mina'av, even though technically speaking, there would be nothing wrong. Meisa ishtai mutter bechamaisai vikadatani aser bechamaisai. The Braisa brought a machlekes about if a person marries a geiras and her mother apparently also converted. The shaila is if his wife dies, is he allowed to now marry his mother-in-law? Some say it's mutter, the iser of chamaisai by a ger, by geiras, goes away lacher misa, and some say that no, it's aser, the iser of chamaisai lacher misa does not go away lacher misa. Says the Gemara that chadak Rabbi Shmuel v'chadak Rabbi Akiva to be masber the machlekes. The Gemara says that's Taloi and the Machlaikas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Man the Asar, the one who says that there remains an Isser of Chamaisai, it's Rabbi Shmuel, Damar Chamaisai Lachar Misa B'Yisur Rekaima. It's going like Rabbi Shmuel who says that the Isser of Chamaisai Lachar Misa stays in its full strength. There's the exact same Isser of Chamaisai Lachar Misa as there is before Misa. Mamela, we're not going to Vegabe Ger, Gazube Rabbanan, so we'll make Exera by a Ger because it's a very strong Isser. Whereas Uman the Shari, the one who says that the Isser goes away by a Ger, it's Rabbi Akiva, it's because we're going like Rabbi Akiva, the Amar Chamaisi Lachar Misa, Kalash Le Isura, there's no more Sreifa, it's a less severe Isser, since even by a regular Yid, it's a less severe Isser, Chamaisi Lachar Misa, V'gabe Ger Le Gazu Be Rabbanan. So the Gemara, so the Chazal, the Namik Exero, when it comes to Gyores, of an Isser Chamaisi, when it's Lachar Misa. By a Jew, there's an Isser, but since it's weaker, even by a Jew, so by a Ger, by Geiris, they didn't make such a Gzeira.